You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Hey, Drew, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's a good, beautiful day where I'm at. I hope it's good over your way.
You know, it is a gorgeous day, and it's just indicative of the improving harvest conditions, I think, across the whole of the Corn Belt. Can you tell me about those?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's very nice in the Western Corn Belt in particular. I think we've got a couple of little disturbances that will move through the Great Lakes region and bring some moisture to parts of the eastern Midwest periodically as we go forward through the next week. But the Western Corn Belt, where all that excessive rain fell in the first half of this month, it is going to see a drying bias, and that's going to really help get some farmers back into the fields here fairly quickly. We've got low relative humidity. We've got a little bit of wind blowing around. I think the bottom line is that we're going to start firming up that ground after we get some of the surplus moisture out of the way. So certainly by this time next week, I think we'll be doing some pretty aggressive field work again in the West. But only a few areas are probably going to be able to do that for another day or two yet.
So we're not quite halfway through the crop, or we might be by the time we get to Sunday, but they'll need more time than a week, week and a half that we've been talking about. What about the following week then?
Yeah, you know, I think the following week is still going to be all right. We do have a disturbance that's going to come along in the upper Midwest as we get to that at the latter part of next week, and it will set off some additional rain. Shouldn't be a big deal, but it will be a little bit of a setback in the drying trend. And I'm a little bit concerned about November. I was looking at that outlook here the last few days, and it looks like there is potential that we could go back into a little bit of a wetter biased pattern. So as much as I know everyone already knows, but we need to make as much progress as we can as quickly as we can, because I am a little concerned that we're going to end up with a little more moisture coming back. Nothing like what we saw in the first half of the month. But it's not going to take much moisture to saturate the soil and to create some more delay.
Normally, by the time we get to this time of year, we've stopped talking about Western Europe and Russia, but they had a heck of a drought all season long. And I take it it continues there.
Yeah. You know, what's really amazing, this is my 40th year in the business, and I do not ever remember a drought in Europe that began in the spring and was still going on strong in mid-October. And that's what we've got. This is going to be a very interesting winter pattern, because if the pattern doesn't break down here fairly quickly, when we come to spring, we're going to have a real problem on our hands in Europe. And so we're going to have to continue to watch that. I'm pretty sure that we're going to see some relief, but I'm not convinced they're going to see a full restoration of soil moisture. So even though you're right, there's not a lot of crop we have to worry about right in this minute, it is a pattern that is very rare and one that could lead to some interesting problems in 2019. So we'll continue to watch that pretty close.
And finally, how do things look in South America?
Well, certainly in Brazil, everything is just peachy keen right now. There couldn't be a problem if you wanted one out that way. A very well-timed rainfall and periods of sunshine occurring along with seasonal temperatures. Just absolutely ideal for getting into the fields and for germinating crops that have already been planted. But on the other side of the fence in Argentina, there's still a dryness issue in the far west. And I think there's some folks out there a little worried that we're going to see a second year of drought. But that is certainly not going to be the case. We should start seeing timely rain beginning to evolve in western Argentina as early as really tomorrow and off and on through the following week. So we will start to see some improvement there. And by the time we get to the 25th of October, Argentina will also be having some very good weather.
That's Drew Lerner. I'm Todd Gleason.